We're back with another episode.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed during the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler podcast series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent any specific employer, organization, committee, or other group or individual. The primary purpose of this podcast series is to educate and inform. This podcast series does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services.
It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off. It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off.
You don't come here for the facts. You come here for the entertainment, okay?
That's if you're here for the facts, you're the wrong
place. Wrong podcast. We are here to entertain you. That's why we give a disclaimer at the beginning of our podcast.
Boom, baby.
We're here to educate and inform with entertainment.
Yeah.
That is it.
Hey, everybody. Hey. How you doing out there?
Oh, yeah.
It's us. We're back. Welcome to this week's episode of the Face Off podcast. I'm Fowler.
And I am Fleming.
That's Fleming. We're here. We're back. We're ready.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to episode 150, y'all.
150. Brr, brr, brr. Oh
God. I don't know why I keep turning this thing down on the board. Okay, do it again. 150.
I can't believe we made it to 150.
That's crazy.
Where's my volume?
Number 4, I think. Don't touch number 1.
It's 3.
Okay.
I think. I can't tell anymore. Okay. Who knows? But we're here. We're rocking. We're rolling.
Yes, we are.
How are you? How was your week?
My week was pretty interesting. It ended up with me almost being in urgent care, but I'm okay now, thankfully. And yeah, just finishing up with patients, man. That's it.
Finishing up with patients.
Nothing super crazy. I'm actually doing winter cleaning. I'm taking this time to...
Winter cleaning?
Yes. I'm taking this time to declutter, throw away stuff that I haven't worn in a while, switch over since the weather is changing. So switching over my summer outfits or summer clothes to winter clothes, changing out my sheets and stuff like that from my what is the thing called? My quilts to comforters and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm taking this week and this weekend to...
Taking some stock.
Yeah. And then I'm off for a couple of days for Christmas. So how about you? How was your week?
My week was good. I came home for Christmas and it's that time of year when all your friends from high school are home and you just think you're in high school again and can drink like you're in high school again. And I can't.
I don't understand why you can't learn this lesson that you can't drink like you were 19.
Here's the problem.
Or 21.
I unfortunately grew up around boys and just like, as soon as we're all together, they're like, you can't. And I'm like, I will. And now I have to do it twice because you're an asshole.
See, you
horrible.
Don't have anything to prove.
No,
you
really don't. I don't. And so every time. And you know what it is? It's just whiskey. I can't drink whiskey. And I just need to stop. I hate it. I don't like it. But if it's there, I'll drink it. And that makes me so hungover. So I came to life at about 3:50 today. Skin o'clock. So I'm getting a second wind. But yeah, hometown heroes just really bring it out of me.
Jesus, Lord.
Do you hang out with friends from high school when you were home?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I always call people and I let them know, like, hey, I'll be home for Christmas or Thanksgiving or whatever the holiday is. Like, hey, let's go and hang out. Let's do brunch or lunch or whatever the case may be. Let me know your schedule. So I still have a good number of friends that we were friends from middle school, high school, elementary school, stuff like that.
Yeah. You're not a raging alcoholic, though, so you don't have the same issue.
Most of us, we old. We almost 40, so some of us are 40, but we don't have time to be doing all that because most times they got to go to work in the morning or something like that, and a lot of them have kids and stuff like that, so
We're all like, this is the year where all my friends are turning 30 for the most part.
Yeah.
And now it's weird because when we all get together, I'm like, y'all look fucking old.
Yeah.
But it's me.
It's you that's
old. I'm old.
Well, no, me and my friends, we are old.
Y'all are old.
Our bodies. Because most of us were athletes too.
Ooh, yeah.
So all of our bones make noise. You know, some of us are overweight.
It's the you know what conversations
I've been overweight
make me realize that we're old is people start talking about how much they hate their job.
All the time.
Yeah, that's my whole personality. Damn, we're old.
Yeah, I just hate working. I just hate I'm thankful for a job.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for a job. Income. However, I was not meant to work a 9-to-5. That was not the will of God for my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm pissed off at any women who decided to create this patriarchal life for me.
Feminism? Never heard of it.
I hate anybody that's a feminist. I'm not a fan of you because this, I didn't ask for this.
That women's march, the rights, let's march it right
back.
Yeah,
march it right on back. I'm okay with being in the kitchen. Okay. I'm not saying I'm going to cook in there, but I'm okay with being in the kitchen. But yeah, it was, yeah. That was annoying. But yeah, anyway.
Yeah, other than that, my week has been fine. It's almost Christmas. I guess when this comes out, Christmas will have just passed. We're looking forward to the new year. You're not a Christmas, do you Christmas movie?
It not depends. Really. The black Christmas movies. This Christmas with Chris Brown. Yeah.
I was in Dallas last week, the weekend before, mm-hmm. recently. I don't know. I went really quick to see Megan.
Yeah.
And on TV, it was like a black Christmas movie marathon.
Yeah.
It was like Best Man Holiday, this Ooh. Christmas, last, I don't know, all these Christmas. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. I just love the black Christmas movies, but. Yeah, no. What about you? You are addicted to Hallmark, though.
I do love a Hallmark movie. Yeah. I love a Christmas movie. Do you think Die Hard is a Christmas movie?
No, I don't understand why.
I don't think so either.
People think, I feel like you said that on the podcast that Die Hard was a Christmas movie.
Well, it just depends on the day.
I don't think it's a Christmas movie. Do y'all think Die Hard is a Christmas movie?
I don't know. I don't think
it's a Christmas movie.
I feel like there's movies, well, that's like how, well, no, I guess. That's not the same thing. If whatever the setting is, if it's Christmas, people think it's a Christmas movie.
Like, just because there's a Santa Claus in the movie doesn't mean it's a Christmas movie.
People really like it for Christmas.
I mean, if he's just a cameo for 2 seconds, it's not a
Christmas movie. I've seen Die Hard all of, like, twice, so.
I mean, I've seen all of them because they used to, I think my mom still has them on VHS.
Really?
Yeah.
I would love to watch a VHS. There's something nostalgic. I got plenty
over here.
You have a VHS player?
I
see it, yeah. I love the, and like,
it still works.
The fuzzy look.
Okay, it's not fuzzy. Oh. It's like 1080p, maybe 720.
Oh, okay, I miss the fuzzy look. Or that blue screen that comes on when it's like there's nothing in there right before you have to play it. I miss that.
Or the green part where they used to say, please be kind and rewind for Blockbuster. Shouts out to Blockbuster. But yeah, do you have any Christmas traditions like that your family does?
Church.
Who?
Church.
Oh, church. I was like, what is that? Is that a white thing?
We used to do books on Christmas Eve. We would get books as gifts, and then you can read Christmas Eve.
That's lame. No, who wants to read?
I want to read. I like to read.
I bet you and Audrey are the only two people who
It's fun. You get a new book, and you can read on Christmas Eve.
You should be wrapping presents on Christmas Eve.
That shit's done, over with, by then.
Oh, Lord.
We do Christmas cookies. So my family got together and did that yesterday. We decorated cookies and they made, carnitas, and we had I finally got tamales. I got into town. I don't know if y'all know this, but tamales are my favorite fucking holiday food.
Really?
I love a tamale.
I was gonna say, I've never seen you eat a tamale.
I love tamales, and it's like crisp. It doesn't taste right if you're not having them at Christmas time. Like it's a very special time. It's like candy corn. You gotta have it during Halloween. Okay, but then it's tamale, so it's better. Yeah. And they sell them in San Antonio everywhere, but the good ones are hard to get, and then they get harder on the holidays because everyone gets busy. You have to put orders in, or the lines are really long.
Yeah.
Well, of course, I didn't think about the fact that I wanted tamales until I was already here and I was stuck at work. And so I called my mom and I was like, I need you to find me some tamales. Mm-hmm. And boy, she delivered.
Eileen,
I got my pork tamales, so good.
You eat the pork ones?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've had tamales one time, well, twice. The first time, I think tamales should come with an instructional book.
You did not eat the husk.
I tried to, because no one they just gave it to me, no one told me.
Plops right out.
Right. No one told me that you're not supposed to eat the husk.
They just handed you tamales.
Exactly. I was like, oh, this is a vegetarian one. Here you go. And I'm just like, okay, what did that
taste like?
It wasn't good. And so, yeah, I ate it again and I was like, mm-mm. So I don't like tamales.
You're not a tamale girl?
No.
What?
But I think it's because you can't make a tamale vegetarian.
That's true.
Not, you have to put the
bean and cheese.
In there.
Have you had a bean and cheese tamale?
No, I didn't even know they had
They have bean and cheese tamales, and they're pretty good.
Oh. Okay.
So we could go that route. I also had a sweet tamale for the first time.
What was it?
Like
fruit and shit?
Raisins or something. Not just raisins.
I mean, I love raisins, but not in
It was actually pretty good because it wasn't super sweet because of the the masa kind of isn't sweet itself.
Yeah.
I want to say it was like nuts and raisins and other stuff, but it's good.
I just need tamales to come with an instructional book because that's not fair for the people who first time eating them. I'm like, I'm from South Florida. We don't have tamales in South Florida. True. Not that I'm aware of. Like, I mean, I don't know that Cubans or Puerto
Ricans
eat tamales.
I know other South American cultures have tamales, but they do like they wrap them in like banana leaves and stuff.
So you know not to eat those. Like, yeah, that I know makes not sense. To eat a banana leaf.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the corn husk, I didn't know not to eat that or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's corn husk.
Oh yeah, I didn't know that you could eat that.
I'm assuming you never made tamales either. Then
that's never even seen them made.
That's a process.
I've seen tortillas made, but not tamales.
Tamales, you that corn husk, you lay it out,
mm-hmm.
and then you smear the masa, and then you have to put the meat or whatever, you have to roll them,
mm-hmm.
then you have to steam them. It just takes forever because you got to make all the masa, all the meat, get all the husks ready. It takes forever, and you just
that's
gotta,
probably
just
why they're so expensive.
Get an assembly line going,
or you have to put your orders in like ahead of time because it's so time consuming.
At the I was talking to one of the unit clerks at the hospital
because
I was on the phone with my mom, and I was like, "You gotta go find some tamales."
Yeah,
and the unit clerk was like, "Or there's, you know, the Walmart on yada yada. There's a lady outside with her tent set up and she sells really great tamales." And I was like, they're probably great. I just don't know if I'm at a point where I can trust Walmart tamales.
I think you can.
I think you can, but I just don't know. There's something about it. Like I would be the one to get like a meth pipe in it or something.
Okay. That I think you would spot that pretty far on when you open
in
up the
my,
husk.
In my corn husk.
Exactly. It's like finding a razor in your candy corn. You're not going to do that. But even too, I remember when I was a kid and even like a teenager, some of the best barbecue in South Florida was from a man at a gas station. He had like an F-150, an old raggedy F-150, and had like a gas propane barbecue pit or whatever like on the back of his trailer,
mm-hmm.
and you just get that white bread with that yellow hue from that barbecue, and it was the best. I don't even think the man had a sink. You didn't care about it. You just ate the food.
Well,
it was amazing.
I think it's because people who have setups like that, obviously it's just because people have been like, this food's so good, you should probably just go start selling it.
Exactly.
And they're like, all right,
exactly,
maybe I should get us some Walmart tamales.
Okay, probably not.
No
Because I already don't eat tamales.
That's true. So. They're so good. I'm so sad for you.
Nah.
They are. I'm okay. It's amazing why people think I'm Mexican. I don't know where they get that from.
I think you think you're Mexican. I don't think anybody else thinks that.
My first eval in Spanish in a long time. My first Spanish speaking patient in a long time. And I was like, Spanish is gone.
Yeah.
It just flew right out of my little head.
Yeah. You can't ask me anything Spanish now.
Dolor?
Kiedas Hugo. That's about all I know. Do your family do y'all do like the Christmas pajamas and stuff for Christmas?
We used to. We don't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. My aunt just came down a couple weekends ago. I wasn't here, and she rented. Did I tell you that she rented a boat on the Riverwalk?
Mm-mm.
So if you're not from San Antonio, we have the Riverwalk.
Your aunt's got money.
Yeah. Not me though. The Riverwalk is a fucking stream in the middle of downtown with some restaurants on the side of it, but it's beautiful in the winter because they have all the Christmas lights up. And she rented the river barge. It's like a boat that goes down the river, and you can bring your own wine on it or drinks. And they did like Christmas caroling. Like they hooked up to the speaker, and my family went without me.
Loser.
But we don't do pajamas. We used to. We haven't. Christmas has been off the last couple of years because we would do Colorado. We'd be off in Colorado for Christmas.
So. I remember y'all did do that a couple years ago.
So we'd be like, don't do gifts, don't do whatever, we're should to go. But that's why? Cool. Do y'all do PJs? Y'all match?
We started doing that maybe 3 years ago, something like that.
It's cute.
It's cute, but I think it takes a long time to try to find everybody's, since we're all in different states, it's difficult to find everybody's pajamas in one area. Usually my oldest sister, she's responsible for collectively finding the actual ones, and she'll send us like screenshots and say, do y'all like these or these? And then we end up wearing them and don't even take pictures. So it's like, it defeats the purpose. But
it's nice to have Christmas jammies.
Yeah, Christmas jammies are super cool, especially when they're on sale at Target specifically.
Well, hey, this year you don't have to wake up at the crack of dawn to open gifts.
That's very true. And I don't have to cook for anybody. I'm like hosting.
I'm waiting on my pie, but whatever.
You probably won't get that this year.
Rain check for next year.
Literally, I almost had to go. I was at the urgent care this week, so you're not getting that this week or this year. Well, because the year is almost out. But top of the year, I got you, girl.
Thank you.
But I was going to say, I will give this disclaimer, y'all. Because of what happened to me, I have brain fog right now. So y'all going to have to bear with me during this episode. I don't know. I can't remember anything. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Probably still drunk, so we're on the same level.
Exactly. What were we talking about? Oh, pajamas. Yes. So what were we talking about?
I don't know, but HEB is selling sweet potato pie this year.
Don't do it. Don't buy it.
Don't do it.
No. You got to get a homemade pie. Not even a patty pie. Don't do that.
Okay.
Just don't. Anything that's like boxed up like that, it's not going to be authentic. There's no love that's put into it.
Oh, no love.
Yeah.
I don't know. I see the little huitas back at HEB. They look like they're making a huitas. Like a abuelita.
Is that like the little pig cookie?
No, it's a grandma.
Oh.
Those are empanadas. Oh, no. That look like a pig?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what those are. It's called. A big cookie. Like a big pig cookie face.
Pig cookie face. The oreja? Like the ears? The elephant ears?
I don't know.
This is going to be a long fucking episode. It is.
All right.
All right.
Anyway, well, oh, you did ask me about what happened at my job or like this past week. I want to tell a quick little story in the rehab corner real quick. I am appreciative for all things of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
If you
right?
couldn't tell.
You can't tell. I'm very pro-black and I'm very pro-black. Anyway. So
yeah, I'm very pro-black and anti the other thing.
Exactly. Anti everybody else. No, I'm kidding. So speaking of blackness, I had a white nurse come up to me this week, actually on Monday before everything went downhill. And she came up to me and she was like, hey, I need to ask you a question. She was like, but I know I can talk to you mm-hmm. because you won't find it like a racial thing. And I was like, oh God, what's going
and
on?
And that's where my racism alert goes up when they're like, I know you won't take this right. the wrong way. I'm like too late.
Like, not to be disrespectful, insert disrespect. It's like, no, but she was really nice. So she came up to me and she was like, hey, I have a patient who's black. She's a black woman. And she's been here for a few weeks or whatever, mm-hmm. and or a few days. And I noticed that like she can't really move a whole lot. I think PT and OT were seeing her. I wasn't seeing her personally, but I feel like she's been on the same ponytail. And I know for us as white women, you know, our hair mats and tangles very fast in the hospital settings. And she was like, I know y'all's hair is very different. She was like, her sister left some shampoo, some conditioner and stuff like that, and a wide tooth comb. But I need to know, like, from your standpoint, what would be the best way to detangle her hair, care for her hair, to make sure that, you know, I'm not doing a disservice to this patient. Mm-hmm. First of all, I was so excited that she did that. I was so thankful that she did that.
So kind.
It's so kind. I mean, it was just a small gesture. And I just told her, hey, you know, she was like, so should I detangle wet or dry? I was like, please don't ever detangle a black woman's hair dry. Absolutely do it wet. So she was able to, you know, do the patient's hair. And she was like, well, what kind of style should I put it in? And I was like, well, did the sister give you a bonnet? She was like, yeah, she did the little silk thing. Yeah, I put it on mm-hmm. her hair, blah, blah, blah. But it was just like stuff like that that makes you love what you do and to be around people who understand and who have a heart for
those
industry.
The people who should be working in healthcare.
Absolutely. Just taking the time to say, I'm already caring for this patient, keeping them alive, but let me go a step further and try my best to detangle this patient's hair so that way she can feel confident in herself and know that I'm, you know, here for her at the best possible way.
I've said this once, but I'll say it so shout one out to more Nurse time. Rachel. Nurse Rachel. This is for Rachel every time. I will say this one more time. I think I have to say it like once every 10 episodes. If one of y'all who know me close and personally aren't up at the fucking hospital.
Yeah.
If I'm in an ICU and you're not giving me drumline braids, I'm gonna be pissed.
Drumline braids? What's that?
Nick Cannon drumline braids.
Oh, just Queen Latifah set it off.
Okay, yes. Gotcha. I need some set it off braid. I want just.
Do not set it off braids me. Do not.
Give me the braid. We're not doing it.
God forbid I'm ever in the hospital. But
yeah. braid my hair.
Yeah.
I'll take a French. I'll take anything.
Mario. Braid my hair.
The worst is when you have a patient sit up off the bed and you just see all their hair broken off from on the cotton sheets. And I'm like, ugh.
That's but you know, it's mostly like white patients or mm-hmm. Asian patients, Middle Eastern patients, Southeast Asian patients
so
that
not
I see
black
that.
People?
So not black. Everything that's
everything
not black.
Everything but black.
Yeah. Our hair, because our hair does not match. Like when you leave black hair alone, it actually thrives. Mm. So you can have it twisted up, I mean, plaited up. It's going to be fine. As long as you got some grease in there.
Contrary to popular belief, I have white hair. So we're going to have to do something about it. I've got white hair.
Yeah, your hair will mat very fast.
It will break the fuck off and mat.
And I mean, because braids, we keep braids in our hair for weeks, months at a time.
I don't think I could braid my hair, truly. I think it'll all break off.
Have you ever tried?
No, I'm afraid. I think it'll break off.
I don't think it will. You should do knotless braids. Don't do the knots like I do, because these are big knots. But I think you should do
knots.
I love my knots. So I hate knotless.
Oh, she's like, I hate knotless. It's so ugly. You should try it.
No. It's not that it's ugly. It doesn't last in my hair for my hair texture.
Oh, I see.
Because my edges are very curly, and so they always creep out of the braid, no matter how tight you do them.
I see.
But Rachel knows. Rachel knows. I tell her all
another
the time,
great Rachel.
Give me all the knots. Do not give me the knots.
Don't not then, not.
Exactly. But I think knotless braids will look cute on you, though.
Oh, thanks.
Speaking of other things that are not cute. Well, cute. Yes, cute. Let's talk about cute. Free Gypsy Rose.
Our girl's getting out.
What are we talking about, Gypsy Rose?
I'm so excited.
I thought that's how we started the episode.
You're like, yeah, I know what you came here for. The hard hitting news. Gypsy Rose is getting out of prison, y'all. I don't know. I didn't know I was such a huge fan of Gypsy Rose until I heard she was getting out of prison. And now I'm like, I cannot wait. She's going to get on TikTok. She has to.
Yeah.
We're going to get so much Gypsy content.
She needs to start a podcast.
I need to know what her life was like in prison.
She probably so normal.
She was just like, this is great. I can eat whatever I want and drink whatever I want.
And she can walk.
Yeah. For those of you that don't remember, Gypsy Rose was... this little girl whose mom was, what is it? Munchausen's by proxy.
Yeah.
And she just like made this girl think she was terminally sick.
Took out all her goddamn teeth.
Took out all her teeth. It was just horrible. You gave her a peg. Go watch the act. Even if you hate Joey King.
Yeah.
You gotta watch it. Great show. And she was sentenced. She ended up murdering her mom with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Was sentenced to 10 years in prison and is about to get out.
She should have never been in prison. I'm sorry. The shit that her mother did to her, like, she should have never been in prison. Crazy stuff.
And then that other lady just got, just pleaded guilt. Who is it? The, like, influencer mom who was abusing her kids. Did you see all that stuff?
No.
There's this, like, Utah influencer mom, and she was abusing the shit. She had a bunch of kids, and, like, two of them she was really abusing. She would make him, like, do gardening or like farming work outside in the sun for like all day long, no shoes, no shirt on. She would make him do all this crazy physical labor, and she would film these other things for YouTube.
So how did people know she was did she film her abuse?
So I think she would be like, oh, I'm a real, I should have looked this up more.
It's okay.
One of those things, but I think she would kind of be like, oh, she would kind of film days in the life and things, and people would be like, you are very strict on these kids. And she's like, I'm a strict mom, yada, yada, yada. And then all this, people would make comments, but nothing really came of it. And I think neighbors and things started reporting it because they would see this boy outside all day in the sun. Fucking
was it like
farming.
A racist kind of situation where was the kid like black or
no,
brown?
No, I'm pretty sure they were her kids.
Oh, they were biological. So they weren't like adopted kids. That's that's what I was getting to.
Utah.
Not necessarily about race, but about race.
Ruby Frankie,
who the hell is that?
This lady,
I've never seen her.
She's a mommy vlogger.
12-year-old that was malnourished.
Yes, dude. She would give him like boiled chicken. She didn't want him to have like she didn't want him to enjoy the food he was eating when he did get to eat. So she would make him like bland chicken. And he escaped a couple of times. Showed up at a neighbor's door asking for food. He had wounds on his body, and she would just put duct tape on it, on the wounds, instead of like taking care of them.
People are fucking evil, dude. People are evil. I hope she rots in prison.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
It was horrible. Horrible.
Jesus.
People are crazy. I like kids. I'm not saying I don't like kids, but like when you're in this weird age where like you don't have kids around you all the time. Mm-hmm. But even when you see a kid out somewhere and you're like, if a kid needed help, you'd help them, that kind of thing. So I'm like, can you imagine doing this to your own fucking kids?
At your own parent. Like you, that the years of trauma these kids are going to have to get therapy from. That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, crazy.
Pieces of shit, man.
Anyway, but yeah, Gypsy's getting out. I'm very excited. I'm wondering.
Free Gypsy.
How that transition's going to go. Because she's 32.
And she went in at 22.
Yeah. And then her life before that was fucked. Mm. She didn't get to live like a normal life.
And the boyfriend is still in prison, right? Is he in prison for life or something?
I think he got...
He rescued her. Life. Free that man. Whatever his name is.
Until
it's backwards.
Up.
Oh.
They're not together anymore, so...
Well, because he killed her mom?
She was like, whoa, too far. You took it too far.
Whoa, all I did was just say, can we leave? I'll tell you what else is not too far. Well, speaking of... Y'all, I'm struggling. Speaking of a different type of mom, a better mom than Gypsy Rose's mom... Donna Kelsey. You gotta talk about her.
Oh, you're talking about America's mom.
I wouldn't go that far, but...
The mom. I
she's
love
like an
her.
NFL mom. She's super NFL cool. Mom. So if you guys don't know Donna Kelsey, she is the mother to both Travis and...
Jason.
I was about to say Brad.
Brad Kelsey.
Jason Our Kelsey. More notably known that one of the brothers plays for the Philadelphia Eagles. The other one plays for the Kansas City Chiefs that met in the Super Bowl last year. And of course, the Kansas City Chiefs came on top, came out on top.
They came on top.
Travis Kelce is now dating, what's that girl's name? Taylor Swift. So anyway, their mom, Donna Kelce, she always makes cookies for them. And so she actually ended up partnering with Aramark. Concessions that, because I actually used to volunteer for them when I was in PT school. Anyway, just for volunteering.
Did you get a discount? Oh.
No, we would just kind of steal the food sometimes. They'd be like, oh, you got to count the spoils.
There's nothing like a stadium hot dog.
Exactly. And that was when I was eating
meat. I love a stadium hot dog.
So apparently she actually partnered with Aramark to make her famous chocolate chip cookies. And all the proceeds, she's going to be selling them at the Christmas game that the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs are meeting at again. And all the proceeds are going to be going to both teams' charities.
That's so awesome.
And she also released the recipe for her chocolate chip cookies.
She is having a year.
She really is. Where's her dad?
They're separated, but the dad is still at a lot of stuff.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, I've never seen a picture of him.
They divorced. I think they might have stayed together while the kids were in school, and then they separated
typically
after.
That's what people do.
Yeah.
That sucks. Well, shout out to Donna Kelce. I hope the chocolate chip cookies come out great.
We should make them.
We should. We actually should. We should do like a cooking show or something.
Wow. The fans will love that.
Yeah. Speaking of another great collab, what were you telling me about Z-Way and George Santos?
Okay. Z-Way did an interview with George Santos, who... You know, disgraced, hate him or love him. Yeah, hate him or love him. It is great.
Who just got booted out of Congress.
Content. And it is the one of the funniest interviews I've seen in such a long time. Yes. Because she she has really mastered the perfect just like setup, layup situation where she asks the question. She knows exactly how they're going to respond so that she can ask the real question she wants to ask. Absolutely. And then they're like,
yeah, she stumps them every single time.
Every single time. And it's like, because the oh my God, words are hard. Because okay. The, like, fuck my life, dude. Because the
content, no. Context.
Because the premise of the show is so casual,
yeah,
I feel like people are more relaxed. And because she is a comedian, like, she's funny and she relaxes you, and it seems like this fun thing. And then she asks these questions that are actually, and they're like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. It is hilarious.
Yo, she asked George Santos about, and for those who don't know who George Santos is, he was obviously the defamed congressman who was found guilty of allegedly using campaign funds and mismanaging money to buy OnlyFans and other things that he shouldn't have been buying stuff with or whatever. Anyway, and so the House, he got expelled from the House recently. And so she asked him a question about empathy and was like, oh, well, you know, what do you think about empathy? And he was like, oh, I am very empathetic, you know, and a lot of my colleagues, my former colleagues didn't think that I was. She's like, well, what's your definition of empathy? And he was just like, oh, I mean, you know, it's just, I don't even think I can define it. So she's like, well, then how do you know that you give empathy if you can't define it? And all of a sudden you just hear all the crickets just like, he has no clue of what the hell to say. But, and she's like, interesting. Moving on.
And she was like, asking him if he was a Nicki Minaj fan. And he was like, yeah. And she's like, well, rap. And he's like, no.
Well, she did ask him about some, I don't know if it was like a gay pioneer or a person. And she was just like, well, what about this person? And he was like, oh, love them. And so she was like, well, what do you love about this person? And he was just like, all the
everything.
All the things.
It's just such bullshit. Like, everything's bullshit.
Who she is. It was absolutely hilarious. But
remember, she asked me about James Baldwin. He was like, who is that?
Yes. And I was like, dude. Sir. Like, then he said he has a husband. I was like, since when are you openly gay?
I know. I thought you were just cross-dressing. And then now.
And then denied it, allegedly.
I know.
It was really crazy.
He's having a year as well.
I love Z-Way. That is the well, perfect pair.
What did she say to him? She was like, you got expelled from the House, or you're not in the House anymore. And he was like, for now. For now. They're all old. He was like, they're all old and they're going to die. Like, all of them have to get it. I was like, well, what are you saying?
I do love the fact that he is spilling all of the tea of the House.
He's dragging him to Phil.
She was like, well, can you tell us who is a fraud? Because he was like, everybody's a fraud in Congress. And so she's like, specifically who? Name them. Name them. And so she was like, I will name the names and you tell me if they're a fraud. So he's like, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lindsey Graham, fraud, this person. And I was like, dude, you're just ruining your career and falling right into Z-Way's trap.
Want a good chuckle? That is a great way to get it.
Z-Way is spelled Z-I-W-E. And she had a show on Showtime, but they canceled it. Those freaking bastards. I wish she wasn't on Showtime, though. I wish she was on, like, MTV or something where you could see her content all the time. And I feel like that would have gave her better ratings.
Oh.
Yeah, but she was on Showtime.
Maybe. Do people still watch cable TV like that?
That's what I'm saying. They don't really do that. But I'm like, if she would have had, like, a Breakfast Club interview type of thing, or like a funny Marco kind of situation.
Even like,
hey there, did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Podcast situation. Exactly. Like a constant.
Yeah. I mean, having a contract with Showtime is amazing, but at the same time, it's like the audience that you're trying to reach is not going to, you know.
They're internet viewers.
Exactly. What is that? I was like, oh my gosh. Well, speaking of other collaborations that were great, actually, it would have already just come out. The Color Purple. It's getting ready to come out.
I have thoughts. I have feelings.
I have thoughts and feelings too. So The Color Purple is by Alice Walker. Famous story. It's amazing, an amazing book. Obviously, that was done into a movie with Whoopi Goldberg playing Celie. Oprah was in there as Miss Sophia. Danny Glover was in there as Mr. And a host of other amazing, wonderful people, right? And so they redid the movie. And so now Fantasia is playing Celie. Danielle Brooks is playing Sophia. Taraji P. Henson is playing Shook Avery. Margaret, what's her name? Margaret Thatcher. Avery. Margaret something. That's the original Shook Avery. Anyway, and so they redid the movie, but it's now like a musical, basically.
And I'm tired of the musicals, people. And I love musicals, but I'm tired of you not telling me things are musicals and presenting them as movies. And then, gotcha, bitch, it's a fucking musical.
I just want to know why Oprah is being like the P. Diddy of the movies now, all up in the videos, all up in the shows.
And cool, I'm
like,
yes,
you're not even in the movie. Like, I get it. You probably produced it and you probably put your paycheck to it, obviously. But I'm just saying, I'm just like, Oprah, it's overkill. You're not a part of the cast.
Ozempic put some pep in her step. She has a renewed lease on life now.
I just want her to go with her original cast. Like, go with your original cast. This is not your original cast. Like, I get it. We know you redid the movie. We know, Oprah. We fucking get it. Like, get out of the pictures and the videos. It's really annoying.
It is giving Diddy on everything.
Yes. I'm like, dude, relax. We know it's you.
She's showing off the new body. She got a tune-up.
But we've seen her before. It's not like we haven't seen Oprah at this stage of weight. In the 80s, she was, I mean, well, you haven't because you weren't born. But
I've always known chunky Oprah.
I've known skinny Oprah before. Skinny Oprah. Yeah.
That meme where she's like, this is skinny Oprah.
Oh, when she's like, giving away the cars?
Yeah.
No, she was skinnier than that.
Wow.
In the 80s, yeah.
Damn.
When she used to, like,
when she was on coke.
Okay, Oprah was not on coke. Don't say that. That's alleged. She was never, no. I don't think Oprah would do drugs. Oprah doesn't look like a person who does drugs.
What does a person who does drugs look like?
Like a person who does drugs. Strung out, you know, but sorry. No, Oprah doesn't look like she does drugs. I mean, other than like Ozempic, she's been, you know, verbal about that. Because she will not be shamed. That's right. Don't let people shame you, Oprah.
You shouldn't, but she's getting the Ozempic bobblehead is all I'm going to say.
I would agree with that.
It's getting a little bobblehead.
And maybe because I'm jealous, because I want Ozempic.
I'm a huge fan of Ozempic. Wish I was on it. Probably need to be. My thing, I want to know how it works in terms of like once you hit a quote goal weight, like how do you maintain? Because I think people are getting the Ozempic bobblehead when they're just like, they keep upping their dose. They're not maintaining.
Well, I think the problem is people are using Ozempic as a weight loss drug. And so what they're doing is not going to the gym to maintain muscle mass. And we all know that when you lose weight rapidly, especially if you're doing cardio or any other type of medical management like that with medication, when you lose weight too fast and you're losing fat so fast, you're not replacing it with muscle. So this is why people's faces are being a little bit more droopy, or they're looking older. They're looking younger and older at the same time, if that makes sense. But
it's the younger and old for some. They all, when people lose weight like that really quickly, it ages you so much. Yeah, also, a lot of people have Botox and filler, right? And you get it and your face looks a certain way. And now that they've lost all the fat in their face, it looks so weird.
Exactly. They're just, they don't have enough bulk, and that's part of the problem. Yeah. So if you're going to do Ozempic, at least go to the gym and bulk up. So at you least gotta. You won't look, you know, 20 years older and skinny.
And everyone's losing their asses.
Yeah. Well, we were supposed to be talking about Color Purple. Anyway.
Anyway.
So with the Color Purple, we got the whole Ozempic thing. But back to Oprah trying to be Diddy in the videos and stuff. I just really want her to like relax a little bit. And then there was like this kind of weird tension that social media was making between her and Taraji P. Henson, because Taraji P. Henson spoke out about the unfair wages and wage gap among specifically Black women in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And she was doing an interview with Gail and the rest of the cast. And so Gail was like, I heard that you were going to, that you had the audacity to say that you wanted to quit acting and blah, blah, blah. And she started breaking down and crying and was talking about, you know, how she's tired and how, you know, these companies are making all this money. Yeah. And the whole time that Taraji, and I'm a huge fan of Taraji, but the whole time she was sitting there talking, I was just like, now, didn't another Black actress say this years ago and ask y'all specifically to boycott Netflix because they even came to her with a raggedy ass $50,000 offer and y'all said nothing in support of this woman? That woman being Monique, comedian Monique.
That sound familiar.
And I'm just like, so when Taraji says it and she's crying, all of a sudden, oh, Taraji deserves the world. She does, but so does Monique. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. Y'all may not like Monique for whatever reason, but Monique was saying the same goddamn thing. Viola Davis even said the same thing years ago. She compared her resume to that of Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep does not have an EGOT. Viola Davis does.
Yes, she does. I love
Viola Davis. And she was like, my resume is comparable to Meryl Streep, and I don't even make a third of what Meryl Streep makes.
That's crazy.
And it's insane. But I'm just, that to me, it enraged me so much that, so not that Taraji was making a valid point. It was the fact that the rally around her from other Black women in the industry.
The energy was different.
It was so disrespectful toward Monique. Cause I'm just like, the fact that this woman is an acclaimed comedian, she's on a lot of movies. She did she had a whole syndicated TV show that still runs on reruns at this point. And I mean, has brought in so much revenue, and you even came to her with a $50,000 contract.
Slap in the face.
Slap in that. You shouldn't even come at nobody like that. It to me, it just really pissed me off. And I was like, God damn, y'all are your own worst enemy, because half the time, if y'all would have rallied behind Monique, guess what? You probably wouldn't have this issue now. And I do get it. Let's talk about the other part. I do get it that maybe the strategy that Monique had was not necessarily a well thought out one. And maybe. I totally understand it. But when you are backed into a corner and you feel like you are being blackballed, which she was.
There's something about the Gail interview. Fight back. It'll make or break people.
Really? I feel like Robin Roberts does a better job.
Well, I just feel like media wise, like it's consumed either really well or really poorly. But for some reason, Gail King.
Well, Gail is a real journalist. And I think that's the biggest thing. Like, and not saying that Robin Roberts is not, but Gail literally has a degree in journalism. And she came through the generation of true journalists who actually did their own work, their own research. Even though she was a little off with, you know, the whole Lisa Leslie interview when she asked that question about Kobe, and I still haven't forgiven her for that. But at least she's a true journalist, and she knows how to evoke emotions based off her questions and not just what people just want to hear just for clickbait and stuff.
So when are we seeing The Color Purple?
I'm not going to see it until after at least 2 weeks, because I don't want to be in the theater with a bunch of people, which is why I haven't seen. Yes. Everybody has been going like, we getting ticket. I don't want to go with y'all. Because, and then people, I think people are going to compare. I don't understand. Okay. I feel like we keep saying this on this podcast. There is so much original content that is out there. Look at Issa Rae, for example. Issa Rae brought something extremely new to the table. She put it out on YouTube, blah, 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 right? And it blew up and it was a success. Mm-hmm. There is so much original content, and I do not understand for the life of me why this industry wants to continue to reboot and remake and just keep redoing the same shit.
That also, I never thought, you know what needs to be jazzed up, remixed, and redone?
Nothing.
The fucking Color Purple.
That's what I'm saying.
That like, is like trauma on my list. Yeah.
Black
so
trauma?
On my list of things that needed to be remade. A musical.
And I get it. The ending of the story was about, you know, just Celie learning who she is, mm-hmm. redemption, all that good kind of stuff. Mister kind of realizing but the wrongs that he did. That's a great
classic movie.
Just it doesn't need to be redone. Whoopi Goldberg did sufficient in that role. Oprah did sufficient in that role. Mm-hmm. Margaret, I think her name is Margaret Avery.
I'll tell you.
Her name is Margaret Avery. I know her first name is Margaret, but Danny Glover did those roles justice. That movie was perfectly made. Great movie. There was no reason for them to redo it. Even Taraji said the same thing. She was like, first step, I was like, why are we redoing this? And then to not pay her what she was working, she said she almost walked away from the movie.
Oh my gosh.
Margaret Avery. I was correct. Yeah. So I'm just like, I just don't understand why they feel that. Why do you, Hollywood, please answer this question for me. Stop trying to reboot shit. There's too much original content. And you wonder why your tickets don't sell. You wonder why people don't watch this shit. Because we've seen it before. We don't need 30,000 different versions of the same damn thing.
I only want to see it because the cast is so dang good.
Oh, well, absolutely.
And Fantasia and Jennifer.
Listen.
Come on.
Jennifer.
Isn't Jennifer Hudson in it? Did I make that up?
You did. Jennifer Hudson is not in that.
Then I don't want to see it. Then I'm not watching it.
Let me tell you something. I love Jennifer Hudson as much as the next person, but if they would have put her in fucking Color Purple, bitch, I would not go see that. Because all she do is scream and I can't take it. Halle Bailey is in that.
Halle Bailey. Thank you. Why the fuck did I think Jennifer Hudson was in it?
I don't know. Maybe because you always put Fantasia and Jennifer Hudson together what's the thing called?
American Idol.
American Idol, yes.
They just go together.
Her is in it.
Oh, yes. Good. I love her.
But apparently Taraji does sing in the movie.
Really?
Which is great, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
This is why I'm on a musical fucking anti-kick right now.
Why?
Because Willy Wonka, the new Willy Wonka movie that came out, is surprisingly a musical. Someone told me they went and it's just a bunch of singing. Someone said that the new Hunger Games has a shit ton of songs in it.
I can't stand that.
That new Mean Girls movie that's out is Mean Girls Broadway. So it's a musical. I'm just like,
Why do we need to sing?
Why do we need to sing?
Just talk.
Like, if it's going to be a musical, just tell me it's going to be a musical. We can be done.
Exactly.
But don't pretend it's a regular movie and then throw all these original songs in there.
I just feel like musicals should only be for live stage plays and that's it.
Yeah.
That's why Tyler Perry is a billionaire now. Because he mastered the art of stage play musicals. That's it.
I'm like, and maybe Broadway, you can do an original song. Do you remember when Hunger Games came out and Jennifer Lawrence sang that song and then it was everywhere on the radio? Yeah. And I was like, why the fuck is this song on the radio?
Maybe it was a call for revolution. I love the silent, just blackest.
That's as far as we need to go. Anyway.
Right. It was crazy. Well, let's get into what we really want to talk about. Mr. Simone Biles.
Y'all. I have never had such secondhand embarrassment like I did watching that fucking video.
So if you don't know, in the news recently or in social media news, Simone Biles' husband, what's his real name?
That's his name. His name. Mr. Simone Biles.
Mr. Simone Biles did an interview with some other football players, and he basically said that the clip that was highlighted Jonathan Owens, who plays for the Green Bay Packers, he said that he did not know Simone Biles before they started dating. And that he didn't watch gymnastics. He didn't know anything about her. And they were on this particular website.
Was, one of the guys appropriately was like, how did you get Simone Biles?
Exactly.
Because they were like, wow. They were just, from the clips I saw, they were being very complimentary. Like, wow, it's Simone Biles. Yeah. How the fuck did you end up with her? And he's like, how did she catch me? Yeah. I didn't even know who she was. Asshole.
Well, here's the thing, too. I think this is me playing devil's advocate, right? I think there is this imbalance of men being the catch. Right in society, because women traditionally are known to be the prize, right? But I think men are also the prize as well. I think you are entitled to feel like you are a great catch.
Go off, King.
But when it comes to someone who's more famous than you, you can't say that. You are a gift to your mama, sir.
Can you imagine Stedman doing an interview and he's like, how did Oprah catch me? Right. I'd be like, sir.
So you are the prize to Mr. and Mrs. Owens, but not to Simone.
It was just the way, okay, they met on, the premise was he was saying I got on Raya, she matched with me. Then she liked some of my Instagram pictures. I didn't know who she was. I saw her Instagram and realized she had all these followers. I knew she was an athlete or something.
The way he made it seem, he was like, oh, she had, you know, a lot of followers. Okay, let me tell you how many followers Simone Biles has right now. Hold on Instagram.
Currently.
Sorry if I can spell Simone Biles. Simone Biles has 7.1 million followers.
This motherfucker was acting like she was like had just gone maybe like an Olympic trial. She was a gymnast up and coming. This mother, she is one of the most decorated Olympic athletes.
She's on a Wheaties box, bro.
Bitch. There are literal flips named after this woman.
For real.
And she's just there smiling. Kiki-dee-kiki-dee-kiki. And I was like, girl. And he just like, Lord. It was, the way he was describing it was like not great. There are 100 other ways he could have explained the story.
I think men like him who are with more successful women, I think he needs to take a page out of Stedman's book, Sonya Richards Ross, Aaron Ross, mm-hmm. his book, Andrew East, and East. Who was the other one that I said? People like that, right? So they are successful in their own right. Even Courtney B. Vance, right?
Even Russell Wilson,
who's the husband, right? Well, no, because he's definitely that's Sierra's husband. I mean, that's Russell Wilson's wife.
She said the prayer. Oh,
yeah, that's Russell Wilson's wife. She's not Sierra. That's Russell Wilson's wife.
You think so?
Absolutely. It was so funny because what's his name? Cam Newton and Jess Hilarious were doing the same thing, like Offset and Cardi B. She was like, "Oh, definitely, that's Offset's. That's Offset's wife." And then she said, "Kim and Kanye." She was like, "Oh, that's definitely Kanye's wife." But I just feel like, you know, Aaron Ross, who is a Super Bowl champion, right? Mm-hmm. Married to Sonya Richards Ross, who is a global superstar, right? Global track star. She can go to any country and be recognized. Aaron Ross is only going to be recognized more notably in the United States because the NFL is not outside of the United States. Same thing with Andrew East and Sean Johnson. Sean Johnson is on a freaking Wheaties box. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like she's a global superstar. Even for Oprah being a global superstar, even Beyonce and Jay-Z, as successful as Jay-Z has been and still is, at the end of the day, that's still Beyonce's husband. You know what I mean? And I feel like there's a certain level of not necessarily humbleness, but there's a certain attitude that you have to have when your woman is a little bit more successful and more known than you. Mm-hmm. Because he just, I don't know, he failed.
Maybe she likes that he didn't give a fuck about who she was or what she did. I think that because she is so famous and I'm sure everyone kisses her ass because she's been so good at gymnastics for so long. I just think the interview came off very poorly.
It did. Absolutely.
It looked not great.
And I think two people were just like, oh, well, when she gets divorced in so many years. And I was like, whoa.
All right. We're not praying divorce on anybody.
Let's not praying people's downfall in their marriage because their marriage is their marriage. Whatever she likes and he likes, that's what they do. But I think it was funny to see social media collectively come together to say, dude, no one knows you. Everyone knows who your wife is. Because people of all races, all backgrounds were just like, do you know Simone Biles? And the men were like, yeah, absolutely. And they were like, who is she? Oh, she's like the best athlete in the world. Uh-huh. Like, blah, blah, blah. Do you know who her husband is? I don't even know she's married.
Well, and he was kind of saying like, well, you know, when the Olympics was going on, like I was in preseason or in camp, like I was playing football and I was, I'm like, I know your ass is on Instagram.
But then they found his old tweets from 2010 when he was talking about Gabby Douglas. And I'm like, sir, at least delete the old tweets before you say stupid shit like that.
Dude, first of all, I was just talking about how I needed to do a Twitter cleanse because I haven't tweeted in forever, but I don't even know what's on my Twitter
anymore.
Please
delete it before we get canceled. Please.
I know. I need a Twitter cleanse.
I'll do mine too.
But every now and again, that video of Gabby Douglas doing the Dougie pops up on my feed. Oh my God. What a classic.
I just feel like the world did Gabby Douglas so
dirty.
Wrong.
Y'all did
dirty. Oh my God. That girl was amazing, is still amazing, and just wanted to just do gymnastics.
It's so crazy how like the American public picks and chooses who they will stand behind and who they will kind of rally with just on random shit.
Yes.
Just kind of like, you know, just
all because they didn't like the way she did her hair.
I know.
And that was just it. And then, oh, she's not patriotic. She's not smiling for the American flag. Well, what the fuck do you want her to do? Shove the flag up her ass? Like, I don't understand how she can't be patriotic.
Shove the flag up her ass. Why didn't she think of that?
So she needed to storm the Capitol. Would that make her more patriotic? Like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Anyway, speaking of some patriots.
Speaking of shoving a flag up your ass.
No pun intended. But we got to talk about it real quick. This whole Diddy situation has brought up some people who have been caught in the crossfire, unfortunately.
I'm not drinking Ciroc anymore.
Well, I never really drank it. Well, I mean, good. I did in college. I ain't gonna lie, I did. But so more recently in the news, y'all know that Cassie did the whole lawsuit against Diddy and his corporation and his companies, whatnot. They ended up settling, blah, blah, blah. So recently in this week's social media news, there was some information that was released, unofficial information. These are all allegations. Nothing has been confirmed. There are no facts. These are just people talking and running their mouth, right? So people brought up Bishop T.D. Jakes, who is a mega pastor or a pastor of a mega church in here in Dallas, Texas. We are not in Dallas, but just in Texas in general.
My like, words wait all over the place. Second.
And so people were talking about, there was this interview that somebody did with a lawyer or something like that. This interview, this person was talking about how he was having allegedly sex parties with some of these men and stuff like that. And that he's Diddy's like personal pastor and all this, and how he's a power bottom and all this other kind of bullshit. And what I really find is very dangerous and detrimental is that when somebody says one thing, all of a sudden it must be true. And even if it is true, which I don't think it is, I guess my thing is the hypocrisy within the LGBTQ plus community, right? I have seen on my For You page on TikTok specifically, gay men and women who are talking about, ooh, I knew he was a power bottom. And I'm like, okay, on one hand you say, well, y'all, the black church is homophobic and y'all shame men and women into the closet. And y'all talk about little boys wanting to play with dolls and da 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 da. And I'm like, okay, so if T.D. Jakes, which I don't think he is, but if he was gay or bisexual or whatever, aren't you doing the very thing to him that you're, you know, contradicting other people about? Like, yeah. Or condemning, not contradicting, condemning other people about? Like, who cares what T.D. Jakes likes in the bedroom? If these people allegedly, whoever, if they even exist, were of age and it was consensual, who gives a fuck?
It's, for me, the power bottom of it all.
I mean,
but we're just running with that, because if they were like, T.D. Jakes was at sex parties, he's sleeping with men, he's doing all the stuff, it would have been big. But as soon as they're like, he's a power bottom,
that blew was like up. The
smoking gun. Yeah, everyone's like, gay.
Which, and then people are taking out every little thing, like, oh, he did this little dance, oh, I see the sweetness. But I thought there was nothing wrong with being gay. Like, you see how y'all contradict yourselves? Like, and it's not just people in the LGBTQ plus community. It's also straight people as well, too, who are allies, who are saying stuff about this man. And I'm like, did any of y'all see this man with a dick in his ass? Like, and if you did, who gives a shit? And I get it. He's a pastor. There are certain things that pastors should or should not do, whatever the case may be. At the end of the day, this, nothing has been factually brought to the table. These are all allegations. And I think we need to be very careful about doing shit like this, because it's been everybody's think piece this entire week on, how many men you think he slept with? Oh, I knew something was weird. And I'm just like, y'all
we gotta wait for the facts. Much. The proof is in the pudding.
This is why y'all don't win the long game, because everything is just quick gratification. Just, I knew it was gay. Okay, so if he's gay, so what?
That I'm just literally watering at the mouth waiting for all the Diddy shit that's about to come out. It's going to be so good. I can't wait for this documentary.
Well, and then people were talking about T.D. Jakes about when he gave a statement today. He didn't really address the allegations, but he did say it was a lie.
Yeah, because how are you what is he going to be like? I am not a power bottom.
Exactly. But he got in the pulpit and he was like, if y'all are looking for me to address a lie, he was like, I'm not going to do it. I'm taking this opportunity again to use the pulpit for what it is used for, which is to spread the word of God. And he was saying, but when it is time, you know, and he just kind of left it at that. People were all overanalyzing. Oh my God, why his hands were shaking? He's nervous. And I'm like, if you've been following T.D. Jakes as a pastor for any length of time, you will know that this man's hands shake. His hands been shaking for years. Mm. But I'm like, T.D. Jakes is also old or older.
Yeah.
How old is T.D. Jakes? Let's look that up real quick.
66.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, that ain't old. Either way, his hands 9th? Have been shaking for a very long time.
He's a Gemini?
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. A June Gemini or
a
May Gemini?
A June Gemini. It's a Kanye Gemini.
Oh. You're a May Gemini.
I'm a May Gemini.
I think May Geminis are worse. I'm not gonna lie.
For the long game, they are. Yeah.
Definitely. But for sure. I mean, what are your thoughts on it?
I don't follow T.D. Jakes enough to know. Does he say anything about gay people or the homosexual community? Because that's the only reason I could see people getting really fucking upset or making a big deal about it is if he was up there saying, like,
I mean, he did an interview with Oprah some years ago, and Oprah asked him, is it a sin to be gay? And he danced around the question and was like, I preach the Bible, mm-hmm. and what's in the Bible is what I preach. That's literally what he said.
Amen.
But, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but he doesn't really, he seems to be a very inclusive type of person. Okay. And because I have followed TD Jakes for years. I don't give to
I've
his ministry,
I've never heard any crazy anything about him.
I think too, you have to be careful with this type of person, because TD Jakes is not an idiot. Let's be clear. TD Jakes is not an idiot. This man has been the personal pastor or a faith consultant to presidents, to Clinton, Bush, Obama, Biden. You know what I mean? Like, he's been other dignitaries and stuff like that. I don't put nothing past nobody, but I just think we need to be very careful about just making definitives when you're going just off of one person's opinion or the bodyguard said this. I don't give a fuck what the bodyguard said. The bodyguards weren't there all the damn time. And if TD Jakes went to Diddy's house, if that's his pastor, you don't know if he went to Beyonce's house. TD Jakes could go to Jill Scott's house. Who the fuck knows? You know what I mean? But I mean, people just tread lightly.
We're all just deny, deny, deny. I would do the same thing too.
Worry about what you like in your ass. If you like anything in your ass at all.
Stick a flag up your ass.
I just, people are weird. Anyway, speaking of weirdness, what were you talking about Jonathan Majors?
Jonathan Majors may or may not be weird. I don't know, but what
he walks around with a damn cup.
Guilty.
That's a great segue.
He was just found guilty of assault. I don't know if you remember, but he, I guess, not alleged anymore because he was found guilty.
No, it's always going to be alleged over here.
It's always alleged over here. He may or may not have assaulted his then girlfriend at the time. And he was just found guilty, not on all counts, but on at least one.
It was only just one.
Of assault. And did you watch the videos of them in the car?
I did. I saw how he was running away for a good amount of time and she was chasing behind him.
Yeah.
Which was very weird. Because if you're getting attacked and assaulted, you're not going to run after your assailant.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or assault her.
He's doing the shit with the cup and bringing the, I don't know. I just like, to me, if this was my situation, I would just be the most like, vanilla, plain, going to court, come right the fuck out, stay off social media, not do anything person. It's feeling performative.
I mean, I think he has to be, because in this day and age where everything is over scrutinized, I think anything that he does is going to be kind of like hyper something. It's going to be exaggerated. That's the word I'll say. Okay. So whether
hyper-fixated?
People are going to be hyper-fixated, but it's going to be exaggerated. I think people are going to exaggerate his actions. So him just walking around the street, look at Jonathan Majors. He just walking like he guilty. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, the man's walking to a coffee shop. I bet you he got a damn latte. That's what abusers buy. What the fuck are y'all talking? Like, they're looking for any little thing to make him out to be this monster, right? And I just feel like, for him, it's unfortunate, because I'm like, you just got your footing in the industry and it's already been taken away. Cause even Marvel has dropped him and they have parted ways with him. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like, oh, sir, the PR move was not to get with Megan Good. It was not. It was just not. We said that from the beginning. It was not the move.
That was not the move.
No. Cause now she's carrying the cup and I think it's weird.
Now she's carrying the cup. And then the Coretta Scott comments came out and it's just, there's a bunch of things that, I don't know. It's given ick.
And then the pre-made fight of these teenagers. That was the stupidest PR move. Dumb, alleged PR move.
Your team?
He needs to hire us, damn it.
Can you imagine us sitting around and be like, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? Public's not liking you. And we're like, okay, listen, what if?
Take your phone.
What if we had you break up a fight between two teenagers?
I would
teenagers?
Never come up with something that stupid.
No. Like, I would rather be like, okay, we're going to get this old lady crossing the street with her groceries. You're going to help carry them.
No, the only way out was to rescue somebody from a burning car. That's it.
Yeah.
That's your only redemption at this point.
Yeah. Why hasn't he done that? Well,
because we're not his PR team and he doesn't know to do that.
I won't take on that job actually right now. I was just going to say, call us. Don't. Please don't call me.
I cannot. What were you talking about? Speaking of call and not wanting to do stuff, what were you talking about California, but specifically their water?
Supposedly, which people are making a big deal about it. So I don't know what the deal is, but supposedly California just passed some kind of legislation that will make them be able to take wastewater, treat it, and then put that back into the system for drinking water.
Isn't that what they already do? Like everybody?
But is it all of our wastewater just turned back into drinking water, or just certain waters turned back into drinking water?
I mean, how can you separate them?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a fucking water
specialist.
Scientist.
That's what I'm saying. I thought it was all the same. You flush the toilet and it just gets filtered and comes right back through your tap. I don't know.
California approves rules that turn sewage water into drinking water.
At some point, we're going to run out. I mean, you might as well just use ocean water.
Water wars. That's the next big war. I feel like we talk about this all the time. It's going to be the fucking water wars.
Well, every apocalyptic show shows that water is the commodity and more valuable than money.
This says, currently, recycled water is mixed into aquifers or used for irrigation and non-drinking purposes.
Oh, please. You don't think you drinking some boo-boo water at some point in time? It's definitely seeped in there. Absolutely.
I don't know. We still drink all the same water because we are on the aquifer. So we've been drinking the same water forever.
What, Texas in general?
San Antonio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who knows what Texas is using?
Listen, this state is really weird. Yeah. Texas, that is. It's really weird. I mean, we used to drink out of garden hoses, for God's sakes. So, well, I did in the 80s.
The hose.
Yeah. It was, and we used to drink tap water. I'm telling you. I was having this conversation with somebody else the other day, one of my coworkers. Tap water used to be the best water, the best tasting water. Mm. Now it's probably filled with lead. Who cares?
It's all the fluoride in the water.
It was good though.
Did you watch the Zac Efron show?
No.
Okay. I don't even know what it was called.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I was going to say, what is it called?
Okay, it's on Netflix.
Okay, and it's about water specifically?
No.
Oh.
But, okay, it's called Down to Earth.
Okay.
It's a Netflix series. He goes around the world and talks like with different people. He's trying to find like a healthy, sustainable lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I think it might be the first episode, but it's about water. He goes over to Europe and just shows the differences in how they treat their water, mm-hmm. and how their water is so much better than the water we have here. Because over there, I watched a long time ago, but I think they treat their water with like light.
Like light therapy?
Kind of therapy, to where we just pour a bunch of fucking chemicals in our water and we're like, water's good. You know, they use light and shit to disinfect it. So it's not killing all those other nutrients that are in the water.
Oh, okay.
And that's why, like, there's all these micro, like, trace minerals in the water that we're supposed to have that we don't anymore because they're the way they treat it.
Gotcha.
And just how horrible our water is and how much better the water is over there. But in Europe, the water is, you can taste it. It's, like, salty minerally. You can taste the minerals in it.
You can.
And here, that's why I'm like, oh, I love American water because it's, like, drinking nothing.
Yeah, and you get dehydrated. Ouch. You get dehydrated with the water, too, like. When you're drinking it, you're just like, I'm more and more thirsty because it hasn't.
Yeah,
had
it doesn't
in
have
it.
Anything in it. So, no, I mean, they're killing us slowly, but whatever.
Oh yeah, definitely the chemtrails. Speaking of other trails, specifically political trails, did you hear that Trump is now ineligible to run for president in 2024 due to Colorado actually just recently has banned him from being on their ballot for the state?
I did see a little something.
It was the Colorado Supreme Court. And it was a 4-3 vote, and they voted it that he is banned from their ballot. And I want to say that Colorado has a pretty significant electoral college.
Well, you can't win the presidency if you're not on the ballot.
True.
I have heard that. Why do they have such a big electoral college? How many people live in Colorado?
I don't know. They have 10 electoral votes. That could, I mean... Well, according to Google,
that's too many to not have.
They're not necessarily a swing state, but they could be. It depends.
What are the swing states? Aren't they the ones up there?
Georgia, I think, is a swing state. Swing states electoral college. You got to be specific.
Arizona, Georgia, Michigan.
Okay, never mind. Just kidding.
That's what this says.
USA Facts.
That's what USAFacts.org says.
Florida, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. New Hampshire. Other experts would add New Hampshire or North Carolina.
What experts?
I don't know.
Google. I need to be better about knowing how things work politically.
Nah, I don't want to know. I like to say
no, thanks.
No, I just, man, free Palestine. That's all I gotta say. Amen, just sister. So these, I don't know, this politics is all rigged. It's like the NBA and the NFL, allegedly. It's all rigged. Script. Yes.
Was it the Super Bowl commercial or what commercial was it when they're all sitting around the table, like writing the script for the NFL? Did you see that? Mm-hmm. It was such a funny commercial.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely rigged, allegedly. Yeah. Definitely rigged. I'll tell you what's not rigged. Maternal mortality rates, specifically among Black women. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is because in the news recently, or in social media news, because we are in the medical profession, we are obviously not in obstetrics or gynecology, but
not yet.
We do see some women that have been pregnant, right? We've seen them.
I've seen women that have been pregnant before.
Yeah, and they were on either ECMO or had to get off or couldn't get on, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, either here or there. So recently in the news, this particular physician, she's an OBGYN. Her name is Dr. Jackie Walters. She actually is on a show on Bravo called Married to Medicine. And she's been practicing, I think, for a couple of decades, right? And more notably, there was a clip of hers that went viral where she was talking to her castmate, Dr. Heavenly. And this was back in 2021.
Her name is Heavenly?
Yes, her name. And guess where she's from?
Florida.
Miami, Florida. And guess what college she went to?
Florida and A&M University.
Yes. Oh, gosh. She definitely does not give us a good name. Anyway, so Dr. Jackie made a comment or several comments talking about how as Black women, and I'm paraphrasing, how Black women can be very dramatic and that we need to make sure that we are not crying wolf and we come to the office and we complain and complain and complain and then get mad when we're not listened to and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just, when I tell you social media ate her ass up, they ate her fucking ass up.
Statistically, Black women aren't listened to.
Exactly. And for you to assume and just generalize.
Dangerous rhetoric.
Exactly. And then so she instead of her taking accountability the first time and apologizing for it, she releases this bullshit ass statement on her social media, basically just saying, you know, that I it's been my life's work to highlight an attempt to rectify the issues that devastatingly impact Black maternal mothers versus our counterparts. The reason I became an OBGYN is because growing up, I saw a lack of diversity amongst medical professionals. This whole fucking thing, she did not apologize one time. So then, of course, people were calling her out for it.
So I saw a lack of diversity, and instead of doing anything to help that, I am now going to help marginalize
exactly.
a group of people.
That's already...
That's already more. Okay, great.
Exactly. And so she did come back and do a little video where she was fake crying and talking about, I'm so sorry that I offended any mothers out there. And I'm like,
I'm sorry I offended you by saying something offensive.
Thank you. Oh, and I'm just like, for you as a black physician who works in this industry of labor and delivery
in a predominantly Black area,
Atlanta, Georgia.
That's what's crazy. That's your caseload.
I'm quite sure probably 90% of her patient load is probably Black.
That's crazy.
And for her to spew this dangerous rhetoric, I'm like, no, you're gonna have to sit in that, Dr. Jackie, because I already don't like her from just she seems very condescending. She doesn't seem like she has very good bedside manner, but I don't know that. You know why? Because I'm not a patient of hers. Thank God. Sure. But all I'm saying is that you're perpetuating this vicious cycle, and then now people who already don't listen to Black women are gonna be like, see, they own Black doctors even say that they faking and they're crying wolf. And I'm just like, did we not see the statistics? Have we not seen the whole documentary Serena did when she almost died and had to literally beg and scream to get an MRI for blood clots?
I feel like if there's one time you're allowed to cry wolf, it's when you're pregnant.
Pregnancy is scary.
Cry wolf. I don't give a shit. That's like, you just never know what could be something or what could be nothing.
Pregnancy is a scary thing to go through. I don't care how many times you've gone through it. Pregnancy, there is always something new that is happening with your body. I don't care how many kids you have. And the fact that you would tell a group of women that, or you would even take it as you complain. Excuse me? I thought that's what we're supposed to do. Your chief complaint, bitch. What the fuck are you talking about? On your form, it says, what is your chief complaint? What the fuck are you talking about? You're condescending to a whole group of people who are, like you said, who are already marginalized,
who are coming to you for help,
ignored, coming to you for help, and you're looking at it as a complaint? What the fuck is wrong with you? That's how you know you've been in this industry too long, and it's time for you to get the fuck out of the industry.
Because
you don't lost your whole heart for people. The fact that you could comfortably say some shit like that. It's insane. Ridiculous. Now, I get granted, because we are medical professionals,
I know there are times where you can't blanket statement
that. Right. There are times where people come in and they malinger, which mm-hmm. is a professional medical term for faking, right? Where we feel like some people are being dramatic, but even if they are, you still are supposed to treat every symptom that they mm-hmm. have when they come into your fucking door. That's the conversation you have off the mic.
Yeah.
Not on the press recording. You're just like, some of us are really dramatic. No, bitch, I think you're talking about yourself.
Yikers.
Like,
not what? A good look.
So then people were going through the whole, like, Google reviews on her, and people were giving her, like, one stars, and they were just like, her bedside manner is horrible. She was very condescending. She just kept calling me fat, and I was just like, okay. But also, too, I think there was another discourse that was online that was talking about the fact that, unfortunately, Dr. Jackie has been unable to have children, and she has had fertility issues in the past. Mm-hmm. She's also a breast cancer survivor, and how, you know, maybe she just bitter because she's helping a population of people that she can't help herself in that particular area, which I actually worked for an OBGYN in college, and she could not have children. She had infertility issues, and it started to weigh on her mentally, and so she decided to get out of the business of obstetrics, but she still remained in gynecological services. And I remember her telling me, you know, it pains me that I can give the gift of life to all these women, but mm-hmm. I can't give it to myself.
That's gotta be hard.
And to me, I felt like her bravery and her strength was absolutely amazing. The fact that she was able to recognize that she no longer could do it because it was affecting her, uh-huh. and for her to get out of the profession before it became detrimental to anybody else. And her patients, they loved her. I mean, I'm talking about women came in there crying that she would not be able to deliver their second and third baby or whatever the case may be, because they had been with her for so long. And she was just like, listen, I'm in a position just emotionally and mentally, I just can't do it. I mean, she was eventually able to adopt a baby, which was great, and beautiful baby. But I think too that maybe there is something to that as to why Dr. Jackie just decided to be mean and nasty to people, especially black women.
Did Naomi Osaka have her baby?
She did.
Good for her.
I thought you were going to talk about something about. Did she go through the same thing Serena Williams did?
No.
No.
Okay. Also, uh-huh. Khloe had her baby, or Kourtney had her baby. Kardashian.
Kourtney. Oh, Kourtney. I thought
they named him Rocky.
Like ASAP.
Yeah.
Cool.
Or like Rocky Roll.
Wait, what?
Rock and Roll, because Travis Barker is a drummer.
But so his name is Rocky Barker.
His name's Rocky Barker, yeah.
Okay.
Just in case you wanted to know.
I think that's amazing. Yeah. As long as she had a healthy delivery.
Yeah.
I'm all for healthy deliveries for any woman.
Here on this podcast, that's our stance.
Absolutely. We are advocates over here.
Amen.
Anything else we need to talk about before we talk about what we're talking about? What the fuck? Y'all.
That's what I'm working with today. Anything you want to talk about before we talk about what we're talking about?
About what we're watching.
We end the episode here.
Right. Have you been watching anything recently?
I just saw... Okay, we may be on different TikToks, but I keep seeing the promos for... Anyone But You, the Sydney Sweeney, Glenn Powell movie. Mm-mm. No? Mm-mm. Basically.
Everything on my feed is color purple.
Great. That we are on different
sides. I'm on the black side.
Yeah, I'm on the whiter side of TikTok. So Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell are in this rom-com together. And the sexual chemistry between these two people mm-hmm. is insane, A. And then B, which, like, you know, they do that thing where when you're making a movie together, they make you seem like you're dating so that you can promo the movie. But right around the time when they were making this movie, she was engaged, but her fiance was moving out. He mm-hmm. had broken up with his girlfriend. So all these things were happening. And I don't know who their fucking social media team is mm-hmm. that's doing all this, but all of the videos of them together are just like... so purposefully shot, filmed, like arranged mm-hmm. to where they look like they're fucking in love with each other. Mm. And I'm just being like, I was like, I have to see this movie.
Yeah.
And so all the trailers for the movie, they look like whatever, like, okay. Mm-hmm. They picked the worst parts of this movie to put in the trailer. This movie was so good.
Yeah.
It was like a return to a classic early 2000s rom. It was funny. It was quick. Like, well written, the acting was great. It's a typical, you know, like
chick flick,
frenemies, like friends to lovers mm-hmm. chick flick movie, but it was so good.
I've always wanted a job like that where I get to pick what clips are being put out, because I feel like a lot of movies do that, and mm-hmm. I'm like, you want me to come and see this, and this is the clip that you chose? Okay. I'm not coming to see the movie because it's stupid.
I get pissed off when I feel like a lot of the times they pick like the three funny parts of the movie and that's what's in the preview. And then I hate when you go to watch the movie and you're like, well, I fucking saw that
a thousand times. Yeah.
It was just strange because these clips, I don't know, like she's a very good actress, mm-hmm. but the previews kind of made it seem like this wasn't going to be her best mm-hmm. work. And I was just kind of, I just wanted to go to see them, but it was phenomenal. I literally the whole time eyes glued to the screen.
Oh, that's good. And so what is it called again?
It's called Anyone But You. People have like a one night stand-ish situation together. Mm-hmm. Then like classic, you know, failed communication, something happens and they just like end up going separate ways. Well, they end up going like,
don't tell the ending.
It's not, they end up being together at a wedding because they're mutual friends and mm-hmm. relatives with people. And so they start fake dating at the wedding because the girl's ex-boyfriend is there. Mm. And then the guy has an ex kind of girlfriend there too that he wants to make jealous.
So they're both trying to make each other jealous.
Exactly. Gotcha. But it was so funny and it was really good. Cool. And then I watched Saltburn.
What is it on?
Amazon Prime.
Okay.
And that's the Jacob Elordi film that everyone's like, you should go into this with no context. And I thought it was like a gay coming of age movie.
Okay.
It's not what I thought it was at all. It's so interesting. It is one of the most original like screenplays I've seen in a long time. It was, my jaw was dropped the entire time. There's some kooky stuff.
Mm, is it scary or no?
No.
Okay.
It's like a psychological thriller, I would say.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah.
I love those.
It's like, it's, you, if you're interested in, if you saw any of the previews for Saltburn and you were like, that kind of looks interesting, you should watch it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Cool beans. Well, I've only watched one thing, and that's Rebel Moon on Netflix. And
sounds like a name, someone's name.
I know, right? Rebel Moon. Rebel mm-hmm. Wilson.
Rebel Wilson.
But she has the weird Ozempic body, too. Anyway, Rebel Moon is basically, there's a multiple part series to it. And the first part, which is Rebel Moon, just came out this week on Netflix. The next part, the second part, comes out in April of next year. But it's basically like a dystopian kind of universe situation where people are on different planets, but it's not like alien-esque kind of sort of. It's kind of like robots or whatever.
Like Star Wars-y?
Kind of, but not really.
Okay.
But yes, it's kind of like a Gardens of the Galaxy 2.0 kind of situation.
Okay.
And so basically this one guy, this mothership takes over, goes to these different areas, these different lands, and tries to take over, pretty much killing everybody, taking all their resources. Well, they come to this one particular area. They want to partner with them because the land is very fertile mm-hmm. and they're able to grow a lot of food and stuff like that, or food enough to be able to feed their village. And so the people are like, hey, we don't want to partner with you because we barely have enough for ourselves. They end up killing the main guy or
the head of it.
Exactly. And so now they're raging war against this particular mothership because they're just like, if we don't deliver to them in 10 weeks, we're all going to die, basically. And so they go to these different areas to try to pull the biggest and the baddest of these fighters and whatnot. And it's a really good movie.
Oh, it is though. Like Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah,
it literally is. Huh. It literally is.
Cool. Oh, it's so, on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. And the only person that I knew prior to watching the movie was, what's his name? Jumanji? No. Jumanji Hasun. He played in Amistad. You know his name.
Amistad?
Digimon Hasun? Oh, Lord Jesus. I can't pronounce his first name. Jumanji Hasun. He was the black guy from Amistad, the movie.
I don't know.
Kimora Lee Simmons,
child's father. Oh, ex-husband. Or, yeah, I was trying Charles, to, thank you. That's right. The only way I know that man.
Well, I was trying to acknowledge his accolades.
No,
Blood
thanks.
Diamond.
Just tell me who he fucked.
He's an actor in Blood Diamond.
Who did he breed with?
The only way you know him is, Kimora Lee Simmons, baby daddy. Okay. Typical Gen Z-er.
Oh, he Gladiator.
Mm. Gladiator he was in, yes.
Nice.
And he's buff in this movie.
Really?
Buff as hell. I was like, damn, dude, you've been in the gym? Jesus.
He's been in a shit ton of movies.
He played in Beauty Shop, too, with Queen Latifah.
He is a quintessential, that guy you see all the time. Mm-hmm. And then when you are, like, called on it, you're like, who the hell? What? Who is that? Like, I heard the name. I didn't know. But if you had pulled up his picture, I'd be like, oh, he's in all these things.
Yeah.
Or you forget all the movies he's in until you see him. You're like, oh, yeah, he's in all these movies.
Very true.
Sorry.
How dare you? Anyway, anything else we need to talk about before we get out of here?
No.
Well, y'all have again, it's going to be Christmas already. Be Christmas. Past,
but I hope you had a great Christmas. I hope you had a
great Christmas. I hope you got everything. Matter of fact, no. I hope you didn't get everything you want because it's not your fucking birthday. It's Jesus' birthday, bitch.
I hope you got just enough.
Right. I hope you enjoyed your family and that you enjoyed celebrating Jesus, because he's the only reason of the season.
Reason for the season.
I am personally still praying for those people, those men and women in Palestine, not only Palestine, but also in the Congo, Sudan, also in Yemen as well, too, and in Lebanon, because there's a lot of fuck shit that's been going on. And so, yeah, y'all having
a Merry Christmas.
Absolutely.
A merry week on purpose.
Exactly. Have a great week on purpose, y'all. For those that are out of work and out of school, y'all be safe. Please don't go to these stores acting a fucking fool. Please just stay at home, ordering online. It'll come.
Happy at some holidays.
Point. Absolutely.
Feliz Navidad.
And we'll see y'all back next week with a brand new one.
Y'all remember to spread love.
Spread light.
And don't forget to laugh your face off. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at The Face Off Pod. Be sure to tune in to The Face Off every Tuesday when new episodes are released.